Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic psychic. Ever find yourself staring at that calendar, desperately wishing it was Friday already? Maybe you're swamped with deadlines, or maybe life just threw you a curveball and you're feeling totally deflated. You know that feeling when motivation takes an extended vacation and leaves you wondering if your comfy pajamas are actually acceptable business attire? Well, I get it. We all have those days. The stretches of time where the world feels like it's got a blah button permanently stuck on. But guess what? Even on those days, even when it feels impossible to find an ounce of positivity, there are ways to stay grounded and keep moving forward. Today, we're diving into some practical stoic strategies that can help you navigate the rough patches, cultivate resilience, and rediscover your inner spark because let's face it, a little bit of positive energy goes a long way, even when life throws its worst curveballs. First up, remember that negativity is often a choice. We can get caught in the spiral of complaining, fretting over things we can't control, and dwelling on the past. But what if you flip the script? What if instead of focusing on what's wrong, you actively sought out the good, even in small doses? Think about it, a delicious cup of coffee, a friendly chat with a coworker, that moment when your pet greets you with pure joy. These little things can shift your perspective and remind you that life is still pretty awesome, even on a tough day. Next up, embrace the power of acceptance. We all face setbacks, disappointments, and challenges as part of being human. But when those things happen, instead of fighting against them or wishing they hadn't occurred, try accepting them with grace. This doesn't mean giving up or resigning ourselves to defeat. It means acknowledging reality without letting it consume you. Think of a time when you tried to force something that just wasn't meant to be. Maybe it was a project that stalled or a relationship that ran its course. Sometimes, the hardest lessons are learned when we surrender to what is and find strength in the face of adversity. Thirdly, remember your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your decisions and actions? When you're feeling down or unmotivated, it can be easy to lose sight of what's important. Take a moment to reflect on your core values: integrity, compassion, perseverance, whatever resonates with you. Connecting with these values can remind you why you get up in the morning and give you a renewed sense of purpose, even when things feel challenging. Fourthly, take action. Even if it's just a small step, taking action can help break the cycle of negativity and build momentum. Sometimes, the hardest part is getting started, so try breaking down overwhelming tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think about it, instead of tackling that mountain of paperwork all at once, start by simply clearing your desk or tackling one file at a time. Each small step forward can create a sense of accomplishment and help you regain control over your day. Finally, remember that this too shall pass. Even the darkest nights eventually give way to dawn. These feelings of negativity and lack of motivation are temporary, they won't last forever. When you're struggling, remind yourself that you've overcome challenges before and you have the strength within you to do it again. Lean on your support system, practice self-care, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. I want to paint a picture for you. Imagine yourself walking through a bustling city park on a crisp autumn day. The leaves are ablaze with vibrant colors, the air is filled with the smell of cinnamon and fallen leaves, and children's laughter echoes through the trees. You take a deep breath, feeling the sun warm your face and the breeze ruffle your hair. This, my friends, is what it feels like to cultivate inner peace and resilience, even on days when the world seems a little bit gray. So, how can you apply these strategies today? Maybe start by noticing three things that bring you joy: a cup of coffee, a good song, or a warm hug from your loved ones. Or, try setting aside 5 minutes to reflect on your values and what truly matters to you. Even small actions can make a big difference in shifting your mindset and bringing back that spark of positivity. Remember, staying positive isn't about ignoring the challenges, it's about choosing how we respond to them. It's about finding the strength within ourselves to face adversity with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of heart. So, go out there, be kind to yourself, and keep shining bright. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and never stop believing in your own awesomeness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.